sang are coming out of the depths of our hearts and souls. You are the lover of our soul. Pray that you be exalted over all. Even now, even this minute, have your way and your spirit reign over our spirits. Oh Lord, pray that you'd help us this morning as we come to you and lift up our hearts and our lives and our hands to you. Say, in you is everything. All of our desires, in you is all of our faith, in you is all of our hopes. You're it, Lord. And I pray with all of us that you'd remove all doubt and fear this morning, because without faith we can't even please you. Come to you in faith, it is very pleasing to you, and that's what we want. So pray, Lord, this morning that you'd bring us into new places with you. As Brother Branham said, each footstep means possession. Let's possess some new territory this morning. We ask you, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks. You may be seated. Amen. All is well in him, right?
Amen.
Yeah. And all is well because of him.
Amen.
So, what's on my heart this morning, going to get right into the word, is entitling this Becoming Through Confidence. And we've said so many times, we have to not just be believers, but the believers have to come to a place where that word is doing what it was sent to do.
And so
there is this time in the fulfillment of the word where it does have to be fulfilled. Exactly what Nate said, I love that in the masterpiece. The bride is the fulfillment of the New Testament. So, again, I think we mentioned last week, go where Brother Branham defines bride. And in those messages, particularly after the seals, she's the one that can manifest the word, that will manifest the word. She's not just a believer, but she's expressing it through her life. So that word has taken place, it's borne its fruit, and I see these things, and see these promises, and then I look both at myself, I look at all of us, I see and I hear, and I keep asking the Lord, what's holding us back? I know that we all go through stages, and I know for the teenage group, there's this big question, have I met his approval? And I know that the stages that we all have gone through, that is God standing over me with a big hammer ready to hit me if I make a mistake? You remember those, going through those things. But finally, it's like the stages of Ruth, isn't it? Ruth working, Ruth presenting herself, but then finally Ruth resting. And there's those stages. We all go through them. There's nothing new under the sun. So if you're in one of those stages, it isn't a bad thing. Just pass through it. And, well, that's easy to say often. Yeah. But by His grace, He takes us through those. And it's Him and it's His growth in us. So it's our confidence in Him. Do you really believe and know the depth of His love to you? Well, there's so many people who capitalize on parts of the word, and we know that in some people's minds, grace is a dirty word because grace has been brought, misused and brought disgrace. Come on, you guys, we're past that. And I speak to you, I don't speak to you as children and babes in Christ anymore. You know who you are, right? I speak to you as mature sons because that's what we are. And that's where we have to be now. And we can't be back as babes in Christ when we're supposed to be. Hey, are we really looking for the rapture? Do we really say it's time? Then Brother Branham told us he's coming for a mature bride, isn't he? Okay? Even when he says the last one comes in and is child trained. So there has to be come a time. I would stop and think about these things. Is the last seed in now? It might be one of these days, very soon. Because the seed has to run out. Because he's not going to leave one behind, is he? So where are we living in? What time are we in? And we keep saying, well, the rapture could come any day. Well, then the bride's ready. Right or wrong? Because he said the readiness of the bride is what's holding him away. So he won't come till we're ready, and he's making us ready. So there's this confidence that we have to have in, I know he's there for me. I know he hears me. I know he's proved it to me, even as you testified this morning, Stephen, how many times he's answered our prayers. How confident are we in his love and the sureness that he's there to for whatever we need? And what was coming to me all week was Psalm 18 that we're so familiar with, but man, I love it. Because if this doesn't just show the confidence in the heart of David, then I don't know what. What's his first words? I will love thee. Okay. And he has all of these wonderful reasons why he loves him. Lord, you have done this. Lord, you have done this. Lord, you've answered my prayers. Lord, you are so amazing to me. You're my rock. You're my fortress. You're my deliverer. You're my God. You're my strength. You're my buckler. You're the horn of my salvation. You know what? You proved it. And you've proved it over and over and over. How can I doubt you? How can we fear? So these things have to be coming up in you and in I, and we have to write our own Psalm 18 out of our own hearts, saying these things to God. You are so wonderful. I have seen you on every hand. You've done the impossible, right? You've done the unimaginable. You are so wonderful. You are here. But in what when you pray, look at what David said when he prayed. You know, he said, Lord, I was in need. The sorrows of, verse 4, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. But I prayed, and here's what happened. The earth shook. Clouds and smoke and pillars of fire and everything was happening. You came down and on clouds and lightning was everywhere. You came down to answer my prayer. Now, have you ever said that to the Lord? With that kind of a confidence? I prayed and this is what happened. the whole of heavens were moved. Angels came to my aid. This is, you know, and this happened, and in the spiritual realm, he was moving everything to come to answer my prayer. That's what he's saying here. That's confidence. I know my God loves me. Now, I mean, that's phenomenal to me. And this is the confidence that the bride of Christ has to have. This absolute, unwavering confidence. He's here for me. He's proved it over and over and over. Now go down to verse 17. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. Okay? Confess your weakness. It's okay. But confess your faith in his strength. And that's all you need. Okay. Verse 18, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. Look at verse 19 and 20, because these words, as I've been thinking on them all week, this is the words of the rapturing bride. He brought me also into a large place. And what? Why? Now, some of you might be afraid to say that, and that's what grieves me deeply. Would you be afraid, ashamed, embarrassed, to say this morning, he delights in me? Would you not have that confidence? What has to happen in me and you till we can say that he moved heavens to answer my prayer? He came down. The earth shook. The heavens were moved. The lightning and the thunder struck, and he was doing, and he came down, and he sent his angels, and he moved all of heaven to come answer my prayer. And he delivered me because he loves me. He is here because he delights in me. This is the words that are going to be in the heart of the bride. He delivered me out of this world because he delights in me. Does he or does he not delight in you? If you're a bride, does he call you beloved? Huh? And doesn't he want you to totally identify in him? Aren't you part of his death? Didn't you die with him? Did your old man not die with him? Aren't you part of that resurrection power? Isn't that you part of his resurrection? All these things that the prophet said. Sometime, brothers and sisters, please, these have to become a reality to you personally. It makes no difference what I preach or anybody else preaches if you can't take it inside of yourself to you and your God. And this is what I'm praying for. Look at verse 20. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. I don't have any. All I have is the righteousness he gave me.
Yes.
So he rewarded me for what he gave me. Huh?
Praise God.
Don't you love him? Yeah, he rewarded me because of what he gave me. And according to the cleanness of my hands. Who cleansed your hands? Who cleansed them? He did. He rewarded you because of what he did to you. Is that not the whole New Testament? Okay, so it's confidence building time, and we need this testimony. Could you just turn that down? I'm about ready to faint. Boldness that David had. The Lord delivered me because he delighted in me. And if you're still in that place, I don't know, I'm worried. I just don't feel like I met his approval. I just don't think he approves of me. I just mess up too much. I'm filled with doubts. I'm filled with this. You're looking at the wrong thing.
Yes.
And you have to quit identifying with yourself and start identifying with Christ. Okay? Does he know your weakness? Does he know your failures? Does he know you can't do it on your own? then why did he die? And why did he resurrect? Why did he send his spirit? Why is he here? Because he knows your only hope is him. And when you say, Lord, you're my only hope, he makes him very happy. He says, what took you so long? I've been waiting for those words to come out of your mouth for a long time, and here they are. So, here, okay. Let's take a text quick. I was going to do something else. Would you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1? Would you stand with me? Verse 18. But as God is true, and our word toward you was not yes and no, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God. And you take that and you read it, all the promises are contingent on me. But they aren't. It's because of him. Okay? Now, Brother Branham says, some of them are conditional. That's true. Like healing based on your faith. Okay, somebody could put 1,000 gallons of anointing oil if there's something wrong in your life. Those demons have every right to stay. Did you say that? Okay. But God's seed, he always cleans up. Right or wrong? True. So it comes back into Christ and your identity in him and his work in you. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, so be it, to the glory of God by us. Now he that establishes us with you is Christ, and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of his Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your what? For by your faith you stand. Thanks. You may be seated. Now, the Holy Spirit has sort of glued me the last couple weeks, actually, to three different messages. Mainly it is the rising of the sun. I pick it up and I can't set it down and I go for something else and I go back to that. You know how the Spirit works with you. Easter seal and a quote out of the original seed. And in those things, there's just certain paragraphs that I'm going to over and over and over. And these words that I keep reading, I'm moving around in my soul. And inside of me, there's a whole bunch of emotions going on as I'm reading it, because I'm looking at the promises of God, very similar to what Nate quoted out of Masterpiece. The bride is, not might be, the fulfilling of the whole New Testament. Now that's a mouthful, isn't it? So I look at myself, and I look at my heart, and I look at myself, and I look at us, and I say, okay, what's holding this back from manifesting right now? Well, it will. Yes. When is that time that it will? Well, rapture time. Well, aren't we waiting for the rapture right now? Don't we say it could be any day? Then why are we putting it off always in the future? And there has to come a time when we stop putting it off in the future and say now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day I take this word and say amen and say, No, I believe it, and you will come right now because it's your word. And it's your grace, and it's your love that's going to come and do this. And I am being transformed now into the image of all that you are. Now, can that happen? Right now, I can see Satan putting doubts in our heads. I can feel it all over the place. Well, not really. Do you make Satan very happy when you keep putting it off in the future? Bug him. And tell him to get behind you and say, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Now is the day to believe. Now is the time to receive. Now is the time. So I'm looking at these things and say, well, he said this. He said the bride will be this fulfilling of everything. Then let's let it happen in us now, because the bride, she says, is a believer. Right or wrong? So if the bride of it is a believer, then she doesn't always say some year, someday, sometime we'll get to that. Sometime we'll get serious about this. Sometime, someday has to be now. It has to be today. And I think we're getting to that time where we have to approach these things in that manner. So it's time when we have to go beyond just believing to that becoming, and we're going to become by our confidence. He said so. I have confidence in him. I have confidence in his word. I have confidence in his love to me. And his word is true. And his grace is upon me. And he's proved that his grace is upon me. Has he or hasn't he not? And that he's here for me. So we know this is the time because the word is a seed. Right or wrong? Seeds are sown with what? Expectation. Right or wrong? Sam, you're a gardener. Did you ever throw seeds in the ground and say, oh, I don't think they'll come up? I'm going to sow them, but I doubt very seriously if anything will happen to them. What kind of a God would that be? What kind of a gardener would you be? Seeds are sown with expectation, right? I can't wait to, here's the tomato seed. Oh, now it's a tomato plant. Oh, I'm going to put it in the ground. Oh, I can just already taste those delicious tomatoes. Yeah, right? Now, is God different? Huh? Yeah, they are sown with expectation. They are sown in faith. True. They are sown in with his labor. Right or wrong? Yeah. They are tended. They are cared for. Okay. And they're fertilized. They're watered. They're weeded. Now, this is the expectation of the husbandman. Right or wrong? Mm-hmm. This is the love of the husbandman, that the seed that he sows, I will harvest. Multiplied. Okay? This is the love of the Father watching over you right now, right today, right now, saying, see that seed in your soul? I'm not wondering. I'm just watching and waiting because I know it's going to come. That's him over you. Because of the love of the Father watching over us to become him again. Here's a wheat seed. Here's a tomato seed. Here's one seed. It comes forth. How many seeds in one wheat stalk, one wheat plant? How many tomato seeds in one tomato seed? How can you tell if you put them off on a dish and looked at the original seed and the seeds that it came? Is there any difference between those? There can't be. They have to be the same. They have to be the exact same thing. So when he plants himself and he says, it's going to come forth, I can't wait. It's many hymns. Not like him, many hymns. It's the same thing. It has to be. So that's his confidence in his seed, and then he's waiting for our confidence to catch up with his confidence that something's going to take place and it's going to manifest itself exactly as he said it would. Now, we move into becoming from just believing because it's his life in us moving us to do just that. It's him in you. We come him because our confidence in his word grows it into power as we experiencing him. As we experience him. Now, Brother Branham, I just put that on there. Jesse, would you send that out? Yeah. It's from, what's it from? God's Covenant with Abraham? Okay, send that to the people. Pick your phones up. This is my version of PowerPoint for the old guys. You got it yet? On Signal, Grace Ministries. Okay. There you go. Okay. We can read it together. How could we ever take back one of his words? Why, it would be easier, as he said last night, for all the stars to just vanish out of the skies. The sun, the moon, the earth will pass away, but God's word can never pass away. It's eternal, and it's forever right. And oh, how I love to rest my weary soul upon every word of it. Isn't that beautiful? Rest my weary soul. Rest. 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 I can just go there and I'm confident. I can go to sleep. Nothing's keeping me awake. I rest. Okay, it just seems like when you could hang it up there and say, there it is, it's got to happen because God said so. And if God promised it, God has to keep his word. At nighttime, when these visions come, and that's exactly my plea to God, you promised it, God. Therefore, I have never had one moment's fear or worry, because that I know that God promised it. And in Africa, being challenged by witch doctors and soothsayers, and in India by all kinds of hypnotizers and fakers and everything, and never seen a time but when God stood right by his word and brought it out in a great victory every time. Now, a few times like that, then you get a what? In what? And what did God say? So that experience is to build confidence. Okay? How many times, Stephen, you confessed it? You pray. He answers. Just like David. Now, you might not have the faith of today, David to say, because you don't have the vision of David, but you will. Oh, I got on my knees. I had this need, and I prayed. And you know what was happening in the heavenlies? Oh, my goodness. The thunder started rolling, and the earth shook, and the mountains moved, and he came down on clouds, and lightning was before him, and light and everything scattered around him. He said, I'm here to answer your prayer, Stephen. Amen. Yes. Now, is that boasting, or is that wonderful revelation and confidence? Yes. Confidence in the Lord is God. Isn't that beautiful? So here's Brother Branham saying, look, I've had this experience, and it brings this confidence that I need. Hey, he's here. He's proved he's here. No, it's not just that he's here. He's here for me. For me. And that's what each one of us need. I need to know he's here for me. And that is the thing that brings love and devotion when you see that's there for you personally. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Okay. That's the reason if Jesus is risen from the dead tonight and proves himself to be alive with us, then we ought to have what? Supreme confidence in every word that he said, because his words are true. And then we found out where God made the covenant with Abraham, and not only Abraham, but his seed after him. And we find out that we who are Christians today are dead in Christ, and Abraham's seed, and are heirs according to the promise. Then the promise is just the same as it was to Abraham. Now, if be so, we are Abraham's seed, we have the Abraham's faith. And Abraham believed God and called those things which are not as though they were, because God made the promise. Isn't that marvelous? There you go. So here it is. We see these things, and we see the scripture fulfilled in you. Isaiah 55, okay? The word that goes forth out of his mouth shall not return unto him void, but it will what? Okay, why descend a word to you, Bethany? He's going to make you a manifest daughter of God. Is that going to return to him void?
No.
Is it not going to accomplish exactly what he said? Okay, there's our confidence in these things personally to each one of us, that God is waiting for us to see and say, not sometime. Well, it'll be that way someday. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to say amen and say, devil, get behind me, right? Okay. Now, God has absolute confidence in his seed, and he knows what that seed, what seed is sown on this. Matthew 13, on the wayside. He knows that some of his seed is sown in stony places. Does he or does he not? He knows that there is seed sown among thorns. He knows that. But he also knows what is sown in a prepared heart, because he prepared the heart. And tell me he didn't direct that seed to go to your heart, because he knew it would bring forth exactly what he said it would do. Now that's the divine husband, my brothers and sisters. Okay? Okay, next quote, Jess. God talked to Moses. Little quote from 1953. Okay. There we go. Let's read this one. Preaching healing. This is an early message. Man, is this beautiful. Preaching all of God's redemptive blessing. He's here tonight. His Spirit's here. His glory's here. His power's here. His joy is here. His love is here. His power is here. His Spirit's here. His servants are here. His word is here. He's here himself. Everything that he died for is here what?
For you.
Everything that he died for is here for what? For you. Read it again. Let's read out loud. Everything he died for is here for you. You have need of anything? Let's just reach up and get it then. Amen. It's mine. When you claim the promise, then that little old Hivite will be out of there. Just push him out of the way and take the territory and go on. It's time. Now is the time. Not some year. Not someday. His word is true, and his word and everything that he died for is here for you right now, right? Okay, so for the text today, I just wanted to go to 1 John, again, chapter 4. We've already taken our text to stand, just go through some verses again with confidence. Verse 10. Okay, I still think we're so backwards in our mind because Satan is very busy in our minds. And we have to push him out, push that little Hivite out of there to accept what God said, right? Push him out. Don't say, I'll push him out next week. I'll push him out someday. Push him out now. And let the word be true. Verse 10, herein is love, because of my love for God. That's how we read it. But might not be how you read it, but that's how you think it in your daily life. Come Monday morning when you're in the middle of things at work, right? Herein is love, not that we love God. His love is this, the true love, the real love, is that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we might also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. And if we love one another, God dwells in us. Now that's a mouthful, isn't it? Okay, if we don't love another, then what is he saying? Okay, love isn't a choice. It's a commandment, isn't it? And his love is what? Perfected. Now, there's the work. His love to you has to come to a place where it's working out something that he wants to finish. Hereby do we know that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. And herein is our love made what? Now that word is finished, complete. It's done its work. And here's the thing, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he made us him. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There's the boldness, because his word is completed now. Yeah, let me read the Weiss translation. And this has been brought to a completion. Isn't that beautiful? The aforementioned love which is in us, which love exists in its completed state. Isn't that beautiful? You know what he's telling you? I love you. I'm coming in you. Let my love work inside of you to do what I want it to do. And when that love has completed its work, you're me. It's me. It's my love doing this work. It's my love for you that's making you me. Do you hear that? It's my love in you that's making you me. It's not your work. It's not a challenge. It's my love to you. It's my love, and when that love is completed, you will be me in this world. That's powerful, brothers and sisters. The entire work of a redemption is not only complete, but manifest. Here is children. Do you see them? God says, hey, then you see me. Because as he was in this world, they are. Amazing. Now, here, it's so amazing to me, because John and his brother James had a very judgmental spirit. They don't believe like we do. Hey, kill them. Well, Elijah killed some people. Kill them. What did Jesus say? Hey, you don't know what spirit you are of, right? How do you think that affected him? So later they come to Jesus and say, we want to be with you. And they still were struggling. And he says, I've got a baptism to be baptized with, and you need to also. Can you and will you? And they said yes, not knowing what they were saying. Uh-huh. Right? But they were, because of his love. And here's a man. Think of it. Son of thunder, judgmental. Bring down the wrath of God. They don't believe right. And here's this man, and here he is, and here he's preaching, would you just love one another? Huh? Would you love like he loved me? And because of John receiving the love of God, he became the minister of love. So if you become what you receive, right or wrong. So here in John, I love it in chapter 13 at the Last Supper, the one who laid on Jesus' breast. Now that's intimate. And that's comfort, because you don't go lay on somebody's breast that you aren't comfortable with. That means he's going to receive me, and he's not going to say, what are you doing here?
Get away from me.
You say, I'm welcoming you here because I love you. Think of that. He was so confident in his love that he could love. So when John received that, his whole being changed because he was confident in God's love to him so he could express it. Listen to me. John became more than just a preacher of words. He became the life of the words. There's a big difference. And when he became the life of the word, he sowed life. When he became the life of the word, he sowed life. Not just words. Life begets life. It takes life to beget life. Okay? Next quote, Jess. This is from Super Sign. Oh man, this is just precious. Peter Gatchell sent this to me yesterday, and I just was so blessed by it. You got it there? Okay. There you go. Can you read it now? Okay. We have talked so much about a super sign today who we brought Abraham up and showed the faith that he had, and let the power of God now rule in the lives of the people. Let the Holy Spirit, listen to this, come gently. Now this is John with Jesus. Right? This is intimacy. Let the Holy Spirit come gently, sweetly to what? Every believer. Do what? Cuddle them into his arms. How precious is that? Philip, if Lord Jesus came into you and just took you in his arms and said, Philip, let me love you, would you worry anymore? I wouldn't either. All worrying would be done, right? And that's exactly what we need to experience with him. Cuddle them into his arms and tell them, don't fear, little one. It's just down the road. Don't you love that? Just a little further and the great masterpiece will come, the Christ of God, the super sign that raised up from the dead and is alive forevermore. Living among us in the form of the Holy Spirit, saying that day you'll know, there we go, I'm in the Father. The Father's in me. I'm in you. You're in me. Then God and his people manifested himself. You understand? He set the atmosphere and the conditions for confidence to believe. You with me? Let me say it again. He set the atmosphere and the confidence for you to believe. Here, hon, let me just hold you in my arms and whisper in your ear, it's going to be all right. It's coming. It's just down the road. There's no question about it. It's on its way. Just receive it. Just believe it. Then, oh, well, my goodness, if you told me so intimately that you're with me and your word is true, what's there to stop? What's there to stop from believing, right? Then God and his people manifesting himself. God, may there be not any here this afternoon dull enough to miss that. May the Spirit quicken the things to them. And that's my prayer in all of these things. May the Spirit quicken this confidence that we have need of, that I have no doubt. He showed me he loves me. He's proved he's here. He's answered my prayer. He's delivered me out of so many impossible things. He's healed me. I was broken, and he put me back together, right? Okay. That's my prayer. Now, May the Spirit quicken these things to them. That's it. One question that I have, and these are the quotes, three different things, three different messages. Number one, who and what is in you? Who's in you? And for what purpose is he in you? So Jesse, bring up the next quote, please, from Easter Seal. What is in you, and do you have faith what's in you? What did he put in you? Do you really believe it? Because we need to. We've read this many times in church. There we go. You with me? Now, if you're sick, you will lay hands on one another. Let's pray. Just lay your hands on somebody by you. Regardless of what's wrong with you, have faith now. If I ever told you the truth, I tell it to you now. See? Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And your believers, just raise your hands. Don't doubt. There's some poor, suffering person that you got your hands on, and somebody has got their hands on you. Remember that quickening power, that power that raised Jesus from the grave. Now, you have faith in what is in that you got in your body. Okay? How many times, I'm going to be honest with you, how many times, I don't know if I should lay hands on him. I don't know if any, what if nothing happens? Huh? What if I lay hands and they aren't healed? What if? Is Satan busy or isn't he not? Isn't he very busy?
Yes.
Has that ever happened to you? Huh? And the prophet says, you have faith what's in your body. Me and my body, I'm just a nothing. I'm a nobody. And he didn't say, have faith in yourself. He said, have faith what's in you, and that what's in you is me, and keep getting your eyes off of yourself and onto me. See, he can just mess us up in our minds so bad. The enemy can't he? So here is this place. Brothers and sisters, this has got to happen. Don't put this off. It'll happen someday. Put this today. Put this for now. I've got to have confidence in him who is in me. Because he put himself in me to help somebody else. And if I don't have confidence in that, I'm not helping them, and I'm not being what he asked me to be, and I'm not doing what he asked me to do because I don't have faith in it. Right? So we have to get over these things because we're making ourselves a dysfunctional family, a dysfunctional body of Christ by not taking these promises of God.
Yeah.
And we have to become functioning with the head. And the head is in us. And he said, the head is complete, and the head is perfect, and the head is all powerful. And he said, I put myself in you for that purpose. Now believe it. I'm in you to help somebody else. Don't you love that? Have faith what you got in your own body. It's going to help the person that you got your hands on. We have to deal with that. Number two, what will it bring forth? Okay. What will that which is in you, what will it bring forth? Next, Jesse, from the message. Well, there's two of them here because this one came up and I thought, that's so beautiful. 1955, Fundamental Foundation of Our Faith. There you go. Wake up. Okay, so everything that God has spoke of in his word received into the right channel will materialize that word for whatever the promise behind it is. It'll materialize. Okay? God will do it. He's obligated. God's obligated. God's obligated to his word. Is God's obligated to his word in you? Then, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you have God in the word in you, and you believe the word just as you believe God because it's God and it's inseparable. Then If you have God's word in you, you have God's life in you, and you have God in you, and whatever God's word speaks forth out of you, it'll come to pass just like it was spoke from God. Whoa! Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Someday. Oh, these are things that, that was such a good sermon. Let's go home. Oh, yeah, let's struggle again. I goofed up today. I don't think, he just doesn't approve of me. I just know he doesn't. I just don't feel his approval. I don't feel his love. I just don't. Yeah, I'm sure he's just watching over me, waiting for me to do a mistake. And I'm not enough. I'm not. No, we got to get our eyes off of ourselves and onto him.
Amen.
Or we'll never become anything that he wants us to be.
Yes.
Because you're saying, I'm stronger than his word. You're saying my failure is stronger than the power of his word. And you got to quit doing that.
Wow.
Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, that I'll do it. Did you ever realize what that means? Did you realize that if we go before God in the name of Jesus, it's just the same as Jesus himself praying, it isn't me anymore? Huh? Did you see that? If you pray in the name of Jesus, it's not you, it's him in you. Then it's Jesus praying, it's not you. If I come in the name and recognize his name, and Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, that I'll do. And then I go to the Father in Jesus' name, it isn't me praying anymore, it's Jesus. It's his spirit praying through you. Then I've got to receive what I ask for. Then I've got to receive what I ask for. Then I've got to receive what I ask for because he's in me praying. Confidence. Because he said it and it's God's own word, it can't do nothing else. Oh, I love this. It can't do nothing else but produce what it said. So then we believe this is the confidence we have in God. That we get what we ask for. He's God and cannot take back his word, so got to stay on his word. Isn't that just incredible? When you pray in Jesus' name, it's him. This is from Spoken Word's original seed, Jesse. Okay. I'm going down to the end because it's getting middle. Let's start in the middle of the quote there. Okay. Not a hybrid. He's talking about the word coming to you, not in a hybrid form, but a virgin born. Now through this, the Son of God, the virgin born Son of God, not a hybrid, through Jesus. Okay, I am giving this life that if you by faith will accept what the Father and all the prophets and all the Word of God, I will pour this life down upon you. And, read it out loud, can't do nothing else but produce the same thing. Can't do nothing else but produce the same thing that I am. There you are. Now notice, the works that I do, you will do. Not someday, how about today? What did he do? Not just as the Father led him, what he saw. John 5:19, I can't do nothing till the Father shows me. So there you have another obedient son. Another son that is so confident in the Father's word that when he says it, it's going to be done, period. Here's another son. Here's another him. Right? Jesus sowed his seed of his life to bring forth many Jesuses. Come on. Oh, yeah, that'll be someday. No, this is today.
Yes.
Today is the day of salvation. Start kicking the Hivites out. Start kicking the doubt out. Start kicking the fear out. And it's time we say yay and amen. Now, I have confidence. Not in me. Come on, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you ever remember a quote or a scripture where he says, have confidence in you? There isn't one, is there? Did he ever say to you, believe in yourself? By the way, what does the world say? Believe in you. Yeah. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't Satan amazing? And look at how that affects you and your mind. Oh, I believe in me. Well, why? There's nothing to believe in. You're a mess. You're a failure. Believe in me. I'm not a mess and I'm not a failure and I can't fail. How's that? Which would you rather take, Fabio?
Sure.
Yourself or him? There you go. So when Jesus is, we've said this for a long time, Jesus in John 17, he says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them which follow up, believe on me after the word, they shall be one as the Father art in me and I in thee. They be one in us. And I've always said that oneness is sameness. How can oneness not be sameness? How can you be one with the Father and not be the same as him? And what did the prophet say? It'll produce exactly the same thing that I am. Exactly the same. I will pour my life upon it. And because I'm pouring my life on it, it's going to bring forth me. Another me. Don't you love him? Now is the time. Okay? You have to have confidence. This is going to happen in me. Because he said so. Number three, the reality of the word has to come, be manifest out from us, and that's his word. John 14:20, at that day, Brother Branham says, as this day you shall know I'm in the Father, you and me, and I'm in you. It has to be. Last quote, Jesse. Rising in the sun. And there you go. Okay, you're with me? Phone's ready? There has got to come one. Hallelujah. There has got to come a real bride. There must come one that's not only got the mechanics, the doctrine, the word, but the dynamics with it, makes the church live and move in the power of his resurrection until we come to that place, until we find that place. What good is it going to do to polish the hubs, a car without gas? What good does it do to give her a facelift or a Simonized job when there's no dynamics in it? No matter how much the mechanics prove are right, your word might be absolutely perfect. There's got to be a dynamics to make it work. That's what he proved. Hallelujah. That's what the Easter proved. He wasn't only the Word, but he was God himself. The dynamics that made the body of Christ cold, stiff, dead in the grave, shake into life and rise again and roll away the stone. I am here that was he that was dead, so dead till the sun said he was dead. The moon said he was dead. The stars said he was dead. All nature said he was dead. And now the whole world has to recognize that he's alive. Now the same thing has to be said about you and me. Okay? He was not only the mechanics, God's word. He was the dynamics to prove it. And he, being the groom, the bride has to come forth because it's a part of him. Read it out loud with me. It can only be the manifestation of the fulfilling of all the revelations and any others that spoke of the bride. It can only manifest. Do you hear that? She has become. She has not only believed. She has turned the corner. She has said yes to every word. And she has confidence in her God. And she has confidence that the word has come and done its work. 1 John 4:17. He has perfected his love in us, and has made us him. It can only manifest if it does something different from... And it can only manifest the fulfilling of all the revelations any others have spoke of the bride. It can only manifest if it does something different from the groom, it isn't the bride. There you go. If it does something different than the groom, it isn't the bride. Why? She's flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, life of his life, power of his power. She is him. And a man and a woman are one, and a woman taken from his side, she has taken a spirit, the spirit from him, the flesh of his side, who made both mechanics and dynamics, the wife, the spirit of him and the flesh of him, put it together and made the mechanics and dynamics. Now, paragraph 113, until that church has become both dynamics and mechanics, when the spirit of God that moved him to do all that he did, read the next phrase. If he hit on 16 cylinders, so will a bride. Okay? For he said in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do. Now read this next sentence out loud with me. I'll give him a charge of my dynamics in his mechanics, and the world will not be able to withstand it. There you go. That's what we're looking for, and that's what has to happen. And if we say the bride is ready, and if they say it's time for the rapture, then these things have to be in us now. Don't let the Hivite in you tell you any longer, someday, sometime, this word will be fulfilled in somebody, and you have to say, I'm one of those somebodies, because I have confidence in my God. I have confidence in his word. There you go. Do you love him? Amen. Musicians, would you come? I love this. I love these words. I love these things. This is the, come on, Brother Branham told you what the bride would be, right? She would be him not believing, more than believing, she would be him manifest. I have confidence, and I can say, you know what, I prayed, and he moved all heavens and earth. The earth shook. The mountains were removed. He came down, and there was lightning and fire and thunder and smoke, and there was this, and he came down because I prayed, and he came down to answer me because he delights in me. Don't you love that? Is that confidence? I know he loves me. And I know I leaned on his breast. And the Spirit came down and he said, oh Lord, cuddle them in your arms and tell them. Would you speak to them and just say, everything's all right, my son. Everything's all right, my daughter. I'm here. And I'm going to fulfill it. Right? Oh, brothers and sisters, we need this. Quit looking at yourself. You will sink. You will fall. Your faith will never amount to anything. But if you have Abraham's faith, you will say the words of Abraham, and Abraham's eyes couldn't be on his flesh because his flesh denied, betrayed him every single day. Right? Yeah. How many times have we said it? God put his men and his women in a position on purpose. They had to deny every single thing. Their senses told them in this realm to stand only on what? The Word of God. Amen. Why? That's the only thing. Oh, love him. Stand up. Let's sing that. That's beautiful, sis. My place. so that I confidence, what's in your body? No, you know what you just heard? Oh, I no. I didn't ask you to have confidence in you.
That's right.
He didn't say that, did he? I'm going to put you to the test. Put your hands, lay your hands on the person next to you. People need what you have inside of you this morning. People need what you have inside of you, and what you have inside of you is not you. What you have inside of you is Him, and it's time to give Him out, because that's what He wants you to do, is give Him out. Heavenly Father, as we come in obedience to Your word, Your word says they shall lay hands on the sick. I love what Brother Branham says. He doesn't even notice, he doesn't even say a word about prayer. All He says, lay their hands on them and they'll recover, because of You in them, and that life is transferring and that life is moving, and it's You by Your grace and it's You by Your love. And Your love in the person that you're feeling wants to move to the person that their hands on, so that that love spreads. And all are partakers of Your love and Your care and Your fullness of Your redemption. All that You died for, all that You suffered for, it wasn't in vain. It was for a purpose, and this purpose is here, even now, even right now, even today, to be fulfilled, even in us. Now bless those who have hands laid on them, and bless those who are laying hands on them, Father. And let Your love and Your power and Your word and Your glory and Your majesty, healing power, or whatever else anybody needs, be manifest. For the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. 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 Okay, one more time. He became me so that I by bless you and keep you, the center of His love. And